This podcast is sponsored by Feedback Frontier. Elevate your book's credibility with $50 editorial reviews and boost your traffic. Choose audio reviews for an added touch. Visit feedbackfrontier.com today.
How Reviews Guide Series Continuation: Tips from Book Review Sites and Services. Discover how book review sites and services influence whether your series continues. Learn to use feedback to shape your author journey. All right, so let's chat about something that every author experiences but doesn't always talk about openly. The real power of reviews when it comes to deciding whether your book series keeps going or not. You might think that once you've hammered out your first book and got it out there, the rest is just about writing, but trust me, those reviews, they are way more influential than you'd imagine. Picture this: you pour your sweat and soul into a book, it's your baby. Then you start getting feedback from readers, whether on book review blogs, through free book reviews, or even the paid book review services. This feedback acts like this mirror. You get to see what's working, what isn't, and where your audience's passion really lies. Why reviews matter more than you think. For authors, reviews aren't just praise or critique. They're a roadmap. Let me explain. Reader engagement and interest. When a book gets glowing reviews, especially mentioning favourite characters or plot points, it signals to you where to lean in, what to expand in sequels or spin-offs. Market demand. Insight. Sometimes, despite your vision, readers might gravitate towards unexpected themes or characters you never planned to spotlight. Reviews reveal this early on. Improvement suggestions. Constructive criticism gives clues about story arcs that might need tightening or pacing issues that distract readers. And this isn't just about personal growth as a writer. Publishers and agents definitely watch reviews, especially on major book review sites, to gauge the potential for a series. If the buzz drops off or reviews mention the story dragging, it's a big indicator that maybe the series should wrap up or be retooled. How to get the reviews that really help. Getting quality reviews, especially early on, can feel like an uphill climb. But that's where platforms like Feedback Frontier come in handy. They offer a legit way to get your book reviewed today, connect with real readers who provide honest yet helpful feedback so you're not flying blind. Here's how you can approach it. Submit your book to book review sites. Look for sites that specialize in your genre and have active communities. Check out their submission guidelines carefully. Use book review blogs. Many bloggers love to spotlight new authors and offer thoughtful reviews. Reach out with personalized messages, don't spam. Explore free book reviews. Some platforms and communities provide opportunities to get feedback without cost. These are great for building an initial reader base. Consider book review submission services. These services facilitate the process, connecting you with reviewers who match your target audience. Regardless of the path you choose, remember that a mix of different types of reviews, professional, semi-professional, and everyday readers, gives you the best perspective. Turning reviews into a series strategy. Once those reviews start pouring in, approach them like a casual conversation with your readers. What are they loving? Complaining about? Ask yourself. Are certain characters mentioned more often, either positively or negatively? Do readers crave more action, romance, or world building? Is pacing affecting their enjoyment? Which themes resonate strongest, and are those things I want to keep exploring? Sometimes reviews even point out inconsistencies, small plot holes, or ask questions that spark brilliant ideas for future installments. It's like having a free creative sounding board. Pro tip: keep track of recurring comments by readers and weigh them against your personal vision. It's about balance, giving your audience what they want while staying true to the story you want to tell. Wrapping it up, but not your series. At the end of the day, reviews guide authors like a compass, not a rule book. A bunch of mixed reviews doesn't mean quit, and a bunch of positive ones doesn't mean you should write endless sequels. It's about using those honest voices to inform your decisions and make the next book better. If you haven't already, I recommend checking out Feedback Frontier. It's a smart way to get meaningful insight and figure out how your readers actually feel, so you can confidently decide whether to continue your series or pivot your approach. Go ahead and get your book reviewed today. It truly makes a difference.